Do you have to try and be human, or are you just human? Do you have to maintain your humanness? Do you have to exert any energy at all at being human? No, you don't. You just are human. It's natural. It's part of your essence as being a human. In the same way, God is majestic. God doesn't have to try and be majestic. He doesn't have to put forth any effort in maintaining His majesty. He simply is majestic. Psalm 104, verses 1 and 2 say this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent." The first thing this psalmist blesses the Lord for is the fullness of His majesty. He says, clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as a garment. And what the psalmist is saying is that the Lord God is covered up with His own splendor and majesty. There's no part of Him that's not majestic or splendid. Just like the purple robes that cover the length and breadth of a king who reigns, so too do splendor and majesty and magnificence and glory clothe and encompass our God. And since this is true, it's also true that everything the king does carries with it the mark of splendor and majesty. His majesty radiates into everything he creates, every decree he makes, and every action he takes. Every blessing God ordains for your life carries with it the mark of majesty, and every trial God allows to cross your path carries with it the mark of majesty, because it's working for His glory and your good. You see, there's a difference between appearing majestic and full of splendor, and no doubt God appears that way. But there's a difference between appearing majestic and full of splendor and being majestic and full of splendor. Our God is both. And what the psalmist is showing us is that the God of the Bible is more than enough for us. Whatever situation you find yourself in today, He desires for His majesty and splendor to be interjected into that situation. And when God is glorified, His people become joyful. So bless Him because of His being majestic. When you pray today, please remember Michael Strong and his family, our missionaries in Minnesota. And also, remember the Bacol Southern Sorsogon Life Word broadcast heard in the Philippines.